Graham, a good win, 4-0 at home. I guess sooner or later somebody was going to get a bit of a beating.
Well, I think we've had other games where we've should have scored more goals, and we've had tight, narrow wins. So today was really pleasing, you know, coming into, you know, the real business end of the season, and to follow up what was a great win for us last Friday against Gillingham, to come here and score four goals and keep another clean sheet is great for us, because it just puts our goal difference back in the positive margin, which is important, you know, with a league that's so tight.
And scoring that early goal really took the pressure off, really, because this was a game where you were expected to win, but these are the tricky ones sometimes.
Well, yeah, we spoke about that after the game at Gillingham, about the with the players, you know, about the expectancy level and having to manage that, but just we can't expect to win a game in the first 20 minutes, or, you know, it takes 95 minutes, which it proved to be, and we had to make sure we did the things right, especially after half time. But, you know, obviously an early goal it settles people down, but, you know, I think the second, or especially the third, sort of puts it on beyond doubt, really, and we have to do things correctly and professionally after that. But, you know, 1 and 2 nils are dangerous results if a team gets a goal back, because, you know, nerves can kick in and crowd get agitated. But fortunately enough, we did the right things at the right times and saw the game out well.
And just rewards, really, for David Ball and for Jamie Proctor for the hard work they've put in other games without that little bit of luck.
Yeah, definitely. I think the one thing we can say about the strikers, you know, they might be a little bit down with their total goal tallies, but their work ethic for the team has always been there, and it's been evident in every single game. So I think that, like you say, they showed it again today. We defended from the front, and I thought the interplay between Proc and Bully and Nick Horton was superb in the first half, and we caused Yeovil a lot of problems. But when you cause problems, you have to score, and we did that today, so really pleased.
Second half started a little slowly. Yeovil were always going to come and have a go, I guess, after they got a bit of a rocket at half time.
Yeah, we spoke at our time about, you know, doing the right things right from the off and turning Yeovil and make them face their own goal, and we didn't do that for the first probably 12 or 13 minutes, and that gave them the chance to get up a bit of a head of steam, you know, a few corners, a couple of shots, and, you know, it's at a point like that where you want to get through and don't concede, because, you know, goals do change games. But, you know, we got through that 10-15 minute spell, and then after that we sort of settled down, turned them, got in behind them, and then we got our fourth goal, which obviously put it beyond doubt. But, you know, it's just that first 50 minutes. You can't expect to go in a game and dominate for 90 minutes anyway against any opposition. And I've seen Yeovil on a few occasions this year, you know, at deep down at other places, and they've played well and they've caused problems. So, you know, we've done well to win 4-0 and make it look so convincing.
And Ashley Hunter, first league goal, great for the lad.
Yeah, superb. You know, he's you know, we've got obviously a lot of belief in these young lads that are in around the squad at the moment, and Ash has come on in other games and contributed very well. But, you know, as all strikers, they want to score goals, and I thought it was a fantastic goal, and it was a great finish, because it was a little bit awkward for him, but he's got a good awareness about him. You know, he's seen with a little back heel to Gaz Evans to set up an effort. He's a confident player, and I thought, you know, him, Nick, Tyler, you know, it's great to see these lads coming in with the other good players we have on the team and playing well. So it was great for him to score.
Do you see him as a central striker or as a wide player?
I see him as an attacking player, basically. I think he can play up front. I think he can play wide. I think he can play off the front as well. I think he's just one of those players who loves playing football, can, you know, just slot into. I don't think he puts too much emphasis on positions. I think he just plays quite naturally and freely, and you can give him instructions and he'll take it onto the pitch. But no, it was great for him, you know, and he was really pleased, you know, for himself with his celebration, and all the other players, brilliant to go over there with him. It's you know, the lads have really took these young players under their wings and helped show them the ropes, and it's great to see.
You're just coming good at the right time, a little bit of a consistent run coming now.
Yeah, you know, if we'd have took the, like I said on Saturday, Friday, you know, apart from that last 5 minutes against Coventry, we'd be on a half decent run. So no, it's important that we put back-to-back wins over the Easter period. You know, it's a great time to get maximum points, you know, with five games left. And but we, like I said on Friday, we have to focus on the next game. That's Warsaw, and we know Warsaw are a good team and a hard team to play against, as we found out to our cost at Highbury. So we'll have to make sure we're right on it to get something positive from the game.
You can only really look after your own performances because the other things are out of your control.
Mm. Yeah, that's it. We ain't talking about the other teams or what's around us or even the league table at the moment. We're just talking about getting our performance levels right, and the team showed that at Gillingham on Friday, and they've shown that again today. So it's on to the next one, and we have to show just as much, if not more, against Walsall.